Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, women and wild men, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and of course, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and King, and to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members. My beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode 930, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, of course, with the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. And we use such powerful commentaries such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer to God that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God and from the eternal burning hell. By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said the most important words ever said in the history of the world to mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pardon me. Do you know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins? If you don't, believe in him today before it is eternally too late. Because God wants me to tell you very clearly that if he will allow you to die because of your sins and leave this beautiful place called earth, which is, by the way, magnificent, then he will allow you to go to hell to spend eternity. But you don't have to go to hell because he allowed his son to die for your sins. He was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God. It is the most magnificent, most wonderful, true story in the history of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's all it takes. Do it now. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Open our eyes, grant us unction and anointing, freedom and liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it and to gain instruction and to obey it and to live by it and to share with others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14 verses 10 and 11. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananiel unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 14 verses 10 and 11. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it by the grace of God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, and with the help of the scholars who wrote and put together and edited the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Now you know you got something great when it is known by its initials, the BKC. Now you know you got something going when it is known by its initials. Dr. Walvert, Dr. Zuck, editors. And by the way, you know, many pastors get all of the glory in the church, but from many people, unfortunately. But they owe their knowledge and understanding to God and to the teachers of the Bible, the teachers of the church. They're unsung heroes, make no mistake about it. And but they're just as gifted, but they're gifted in another way. They are gifted to sit down for hours and dig deep into the Word to get a better understanding of it and to pass it on to us. Most pastors owe everything, of course, to God, but they owe a lot to the teachers that have been gifted by God, and they don't get the credit they should get. And for one reason why is because some pastors are crooked and they don't give credit where credit is due. They get in the pulpit and read people's stuff and don't give the credit. That is highway spiritual robbery. But and the teachers don't mind it. They don't get mad about it. Bless their hearts. But there are people who are gifted to teach the Word of God. They are called to be Bible teachers and trainers in the Word. And it's time for pastors in the church to give them their due. They are a different cut. They're a different breed, my dear friend. And they may not be the warmest people as far as fellowship is concerned, but they get the job done. And I thank God for them. And we give them credit for doing the hard work to help us understand the Word of God, the Bible. Glory be to God for all of His gifts that He gives to His children. Some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, some prophets, all of the glory should go to God, not to man. we're nothing. I'm calling you nothing. That's right. You're nothing. I'm nothing without God. You hear me? I don't care if you like it or not. I know the psychologists and the counselors want you to believe that you're something, but you're not. Without God, you're nothing. He's the one who made you from nothing. See, this is why God has a problem. God has a problem with people who came from nothing that he made into something, and then they won't obey him. That's crazy. That's our sinful craziness, people. Anyway, back to the text. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says regarding this passage, the whole land of Judah, from Geba on its northern border to Rimmon, probably on its southern border, 35 miles southwest of Jerusalem, will be miraculously leveled to a broad valley like the Arabah, the low plain stretching from below Mount Hermon down the Jordan River Valley and the Dead Sea on to the Gulf of Aqaba. This will help make Jerusalem more prominent as the capital city of the great king. Mention of the city's gates indicate the whole city. The Benjamin Gate may have been near the east part of the northern wall. The site of the first gate is unknown. The corner gate was on the west wall, and the Tower of Hananel was on the north wall. The royal wine presses were probably south of the city. Not only will Jerusalem be fully inhabited, it will also be free of the curse or ban to destruction associated with holy war. It will be eternally secure. Thank you, my brother teachers. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you very much. You make us sound so intelligent. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for the richness and the deepness of your holy word. Sometimes, Lord, we read it and we may not understand it all, but somehow you give us something, a nugget that we can run with and be blessed by. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I also thank you for all of the teachers that make pastors and people like me, prophets and evangelists, look so good. But they don't get the credit they should get. And we thank you, Lord, for them and for the gift you gave them to help us to preach and to teach your holy word effectively and to put what you gave us to put on it for the benefit of saints and sinners. We give you all of the glory, praise, and honor, for all of it is due your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening, because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So, Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.